Number 14. A few months ago, I hosted a potluck dinner. My friend Maya brought a mushroom salad that was both delicious and curious. I had never seen some of the mushrooms in it, so I asked her where she bought them. "You'll never believe it," she said, "but I found them in the forest." It turns out that Maya recently became a mushroom hunter, and she takes her hobby pretty seriously. Every month, she meets with the local mushroom society where they discuss everything mushroom-related. Sometimes there are guest lecturers who talk about the latest in mushroom research, and other times they give each other tips on how to do beautiful mushroom photography. She was thrilled when I told her that I'd like to give mushroom hunting a try. "Where there are woods, there are mushrooms," she said. "If you know where to look, you'll never be disappointed." She encouraged me to start by simply taking a walk through the forest. I took her advice and was surprised by how many kinds of mushrooms I found. I was tempted to eat some because I thought I had seen them in Maya's salad. I wasn't sure, though, so instead, I just took a picture. The next weekend, she took me out herself. She assured me that I wouldn't have to worry about costs. All I needed were a few tools: a basket, a pocket knife to dig up some mushrooms, and some paper bags. We were exploring different sides of a dense forest path when she suddenly cried, "Chanterelles." They were golden and wavy, and she said they were delicious when cooked. But she also warned me not to pop any familiar-looking mushroom into my mouth. For example, jack-o'-lantern mushrooms look just like chanterelles, so without experience, it's hard to be sure which is which. She said I could use a guidebook or even the internet to identify the species I took home in my basket. "But you should always triple check," she cautioned.